Maybe they're good enough to make it to Shark Tank. There's a casting call going on in San Francisco. It's coming up in July, that is. Are you going to be ready for it? Let's find out. The supervising casting producer of Shark Tank is Mindy Zemrock. She's here. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm glad. Actually, the casting call for Shark Tank in the city is tomorrow, I should say, on Market Street. And one of the things we've learned about the Shark Tank, Mindy, is it's not like most of us who say, wouldn't it be a great idea if... It's people who have already established somewhat their great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The nice thing about Shark Tank is that we kind of take companies or entrepreneurs who have products across the board. So if they have kind of at least a prototype and they need an investment to get to the next step, that's kind of the minimum that they need.
Okay.
And then obviously we take companies that are very established. So, and everything across the board.
Now, Mindy, do you attend any of these casting calls for the show?
I sure do. I go to every single one. I've been on the show since season one, so I've been to many of these.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So lay some of the weirdest ideas on us, the people that were trying to get on Shark Tank but didn't have a prayer.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, you never know what you're going to see at these open calls. People come in costumes, and it's just really fun. You know, everyone obviously has an idea or a business or something, but, you know, the people who come in costumes, I think, are always the most entertaining because you just never know what they're going to do. We've had acrobatics. We've had people, you know, throw flames and fire up, and it's just kind of like, what is happening here? So, it always keeps us on our toes. It's always fun.
Well, listen, there's somebody here in the North Bay. She's graduated from Annalee High School here, who just raised almost $2 million for a collapsible, reusable straw. Almost $2 million she just got. Not
bad.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And you know.
That sounds pretty interesting.
It does. It does. And Miles Peppers. Pepper is her name, and so you might keep your eye out for her, but that's all through Kickstarter. She got this money.
Gotcha. Yeah, Kickstarter is a great place for people to go to kind of get things kickstarted with, you know, with their business or products, and then obviously everyone's kind of at a different phase. Some people on Kickstarter already have a product that they need to, you know, get into manufacturing to have mass quantities, or they have an idea and they need to get it to the next step. So they're kind of in a nice place because obviously anyone can go and contribute, but obviously Shark Tank is a little different because it's on a bigger scale with bigger sharks.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So what if, let's say, a lot of our listeners, Mindy, have a great idea, but have no idea how to get it from the idea phase into the production phase. Who do you call for that kind of thing?
You know, I'm not a business person, so I'm not sure, but I know that, you know, a lot of hard work goes a long way. And if you just ask around, usually people can help you, point you in the right direction or connect you to people. I know just from working on the show for so many seasons that a lot of people have an idea and need it to get to the next phase. So, you know, kind of starting from, you know, literally drawing on a drawing board to just reaching out to people, you know, you never know who your contacts know.
Yeah, somebody knows somebody, right?
Exactly. Same thing with the sharks. We're 10 seasons in, and I'm still surprised at who they have connection with and who they know. So you just never know. So I always encourage everyone to, you know, connect through the people you have in your daily life because you never know who's connected to who.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay, so who's really the toughest host? Who won't, you know, won't say yes to anything unless he or she knows it's going to work?
Well, I don't, you know, that's a tough one to say. I would definitely say that I think everyone would agree that Mr. Wonderful is kind of probably the toughest shark just because he grills you the most. And if you don't know your stuff or if you don't have something to prove or you can't back, you know, what you're saying up, then he's probably the one that will grill you the most. But that said, all the sharks can kind of get behind, you know, what they ask, and they want to make sure that their investment's going towards a company that makes sense for them to invest in. And obviously, hopefully they have connections in that realm. But I would say, I mean, I think Mr. Wonderful is probably the toughest one of all.
And let's talk about the successes of Shark Tank.
Oh,
what are
yes.
the product? What are the products, Mindy, that we now know because
yeah, so
of somebody going through Shark Tank?
it's pretty incredible what has happened. We've had the Ring doorbell, which is a video doorbell. Ring just sold to Amazon for a reported $1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. We had the company Plated, which is a food delivery to your home. Mm-hmm. They sold to Albertsons for $330 million.
Wow.
Scrub Daddy, obviously everyone knows. I think he's done around $140 million last year. You know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs who have either been acquired or they're just going insane with their sales. So it's pretty incredible what Shark Tank does. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of hard work that comes after getting on Shark Tank. That's when the real work kind of begins, because then you really have to put your nose to the ground. And it's not just, oh, here's a check and smooth sailing. Those entrepreneurs have worked and fought tooth and nail. Cousins Maine Lobster is another great success story.
Yeah.
They went from one food truck to 14 franchises. Across the nation, and they just released a book. So it's pretty incredible what our entrepreneurs are able to do.
And probably it's a real education for them too, not just on the show, but once they get far enough and realize, holy crap, so many more people know it about my product and want my product. What am I going to do now, you know, in terms of of exposure and production that follows?
Exactly. Obviously, getting on our show, you know, they're exposed to millions of viewers, and it kind of takes things up a notch. And I think for some, it really kind of kicks in like, wow, like even whether they get an investment or not from a shark on the show, everyone's sales go through the roof. And obviously, it's kind of on a national stage, probably before, you know, when it wasn't before.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. And I think that's when it kind of sets in of, now the real work has to be done. Not that they weren't doing hard work before,
yeah,
but it's just kind of a lot more.
Yeah, it's not comparable, really, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me, what kind of people are you looking for tomorrow in San Francisco? And what can folks do to sort of up the ante?
Absolutely. We are looking for entrepreneurs who are hungry and passionate and need an investment to get to the next step, whatever that next step may be. So my advice is, this will be the easiest point of the whole casting process, just because the casting team is at these open calls. It's not the sharks. We don't have money to invest in anyone, but we're here to obviously get to know them in a very short amount of time. They should have a prepared pitch, which is about a minute to 2 minutes. It does not have to be memorized, so if they need to use notes, they can. We'll ask a couple follow-up questions, and energy goes a long way. Obviously, it's a TV show, so energy and passion really kind of, you know, get us excited about what they're pitching, and knowing their numbers, obviously. So if they have sales or if they know how much of an investment they're looking for, it's not set in stone right then and there, but just really kind of honing in on those four things is really what's going to help propel them, hopefully, to the next step.
Let's say 100 people show up tomorrow in San Francisco saying, I want to be on Shark Tank. As a general rule, how many of those people would make it to the next marker?
That's a great question. So usually our open calls have anywhere from 300 to 400 pitches typically. And that's usually, we usually give out one wristband per pitch, not per person. And from there, we don't have a quota. We don't limit ourselves. We just take everyone's information that we see tomorrow, and we'll go back to Los Angeles and talk to the executives back in LA. And they're the ones who ultimately will decide, we want to move forward with this amount of people. It could be, you know, 20, it could be 200. It just depends what the network is looking for. So we don't have a quota, which is nice. It's level playing field for everyone that shows up.
Mindy, do you realize the kind of power you have in this original casting part of it? I mean, you know, you could be the difference between an easier life as we know it or not.
I mean, I don't look at it like that, but I guess, yes. You know, it's just, I'm really fortunate and I love working on this show. It's inspired me for 10 years. I've been, you know, with it for so long, and it's really amazing to see the entrepreneurs, you know, and the American dream alive and well. So for me, it's just being a part and seeing, you know, everyone flourishing is really what I get from all of this.
And I would think, Mindy, tell me if I'm right or wrong, that that the sharks themselves, you know, aside from, you know, imparting their business wisdom and giving people a thumbs up or thumbs down, it's got to be sort of invigorating for those folks, too, to see the ideas and the enthusiasm from these young entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. I mean, all the sharks are self-made, so they have been through the grinding and the hustling and, Mark Cuban always talks about how he used to, you know, sleep on a floor in an apartment and eat ketchup and mustard sandwiches. So they've all been through the trenches. And I think that for them, you know, they're all very humble. They're all very down to earth. None of them were fed a silver spoon. And so to see this, you know, they only see a small part of what we actually see in the casting process on an open call. So, you know, it is very, I'm sure, very inspiring for them, because we're finding entrepreneurs who aren't just making, you know, interesting products and companies, but we're also getting to know their backstory and what they've given up and what's at stake. And that all ties into what the American dream is.
Do you have to have a patent for your idea before you go on Shark Tank?
No, there's no requirement of having a patent. Some people do, but a lot of the people that come into our process actually are patent pending or haven't even applied. So there's no requirement to have a patent.
Okay, and the open casting call tomorrow in San Francisco is on Market Street, 1446 Market. What are the hours, Mindy?
We will be handing out wristbands at 9 a.m. Once we hand out all wristbands, we tell everyone a certain time to come back, and our interviews start at 10 a.m. So if they have a certain high number wristband, we actually tell them that they can go inside, they can enjoy some refreshments, or they can leave and come back at a certain time, so they're not standing in a line for, you know, 5-6 hours. And that's it.
Well, it sounds like fun, and it sounds like, you know, that's a pretty good gig if you're going to work for a living. This is not a bad gig, right?
It's not a bad gig at all. I love it.
All right, Mindy, thanks for sharing with us. Can't wait to see who shows up for you tomorrow in the city.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
All right. That is a supervising casting producer of Shark Tank, Mindy Zemrock, talking about tomorrow's open auditions for that sort of thing. Got a good idea? You're perfect then.